Artemis II, launched last Wednesday from the Kennedy Space Center, is now on a 10-day mission circling the Earth and the Moon. The flight marks a major milestone. It's the first crewed mission in NASA's Artemis program, and it's the first time humans have traveled towards the Moon since 1972 during the Apollo program. NASA says the Artemis program aims to return humans to the Moon for scientific research and discovery, and to lay the groundwork for future crewed missions to Mars. The four-person crew includes Americans Reid Wiseman serving as commander and Victor Glover as pilot, along with mission specialist Christina Koch and Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen. Their journey also marks a historic first, the most diverse group of astronauts ever sent on a mission to the Moon, including the first woman assigned to a lunar mission, along with the first Canadian. The mission so far has been successful, despite previous issues with the heat shield on the first Artemis flight in 2022, according to Amit Sritara, NASA's associate administrator.
We've done the work we need to, and we have full confidence in the team, the recovery team, the flight control team, analysis, and the work we did.
The Orion spacecraft is scheduled to return Friday morning, with the splashdown expected off the coast of San Diego. Jeff Radigan, the lead flight director for Artemis II, says the return involves a complex multi-step process that includes a separation of the service module from the crew module, followed by a period of radio blackout lasting about 10 minutes as the capsule re-enters the Earth's atmosphere.
We are still targeting to come down at our primary landing site, and we have the weather alternates available.
Friday's re-entry in the Pacific splashdown is as dynamic and dangerous as liftoff. The recovery ship USS John P. Murtha is currently staging at sea, with a squadron of military planes and helicopters poised to join the operation. It's the first time that NASA and the Defense Department have teamed up for a lunar cruise reentry since Apollo 17 in 1972. Their Orion capsule will come screaming back, hitting the atmosphere at predicted more than 20,000 miles per hour. During the only other Orion test flight to the Moon in 2022 without a crew, the heat shield suffered considerably more damage than expected from the 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit of reentry. NASA officials have been loath to provide their risk assessment numbers for the nearly 10-day mission, acknowledging launch and entry as the biggest threats. For KPFA News, I'm Joan Walsh.